Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't that some?
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Thursdays at 1 o'clock. We open the phone lines up, and we like to give people a chance to get some stuff off their chest. Just let the world know, you know, what's wrong. And it's therapeutic, certainly. You get to release some stress, okay? And we call Bleep You Thursday. And the phone lines are open. Kicking things off, my guy Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, who you mad at?
What's going on, fellas? How's everybody today?
We're good, dude. How are you?
Good. Little windy day here in Delaware. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Okay, cool. My bleep you is for the Ravens Nation. Not the whole nation, but in particular one fan, Mr. Jack, I forget his last name, Callis or whatever. Everybody's seen the video. Everybody knows what he's done. Yeah, looks like from sucks. The social media. Yeah, man. Like from the social media stuff, it looks like his life, if he has learned anything, to this point, is probably ruined. And, I hope he's cried at least, 5 times minimum since Sunday for a guy that does not lose.
Good call there, Rusty. Thanks, buddy. That guy sucks. Maybe he can grow up.
The hitting people guy?
Yeah.
He lost a lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what you get.
Yeah, exactly.
You little dumbass should have thought about that.
Exactly. Is G-Men or G-Man in Landover Hills? Who are you, G?
G-Man, JP. What's up, man? What's going on?
How are you, bud? What's going on?
I'm good, man. Yeah, man. I want to bleep the morning show, man.
We can't have all this inner party beef. What are you mad at them for?
Oftentimes, man, they don't realize what they got now. Good quarterback. Oftentimes, they talk about Sam Howell still and Eric Bieniemy, how he ruined them. Like, just move on. You know what I mean?
He's already ruined. Hell.
Yeah. That's fair. The Jug's been on the air for 30 years. They know what they're doing. We're not talking about Howell or Bieniemy. Bieniemy, it's not going great. Howell's not even playing. And you got Jaden. No fade in Jaden. Thanks for the call, G-Man. Landfill, it's my understanding you're upset about something.
Yeah, I got to say bleep you to people who ride these electric scooters around. They pay zero attention to where they're going, just driving out in front of cars. I mean, if a car hits somebody on one of those things, that person is done. Like, they're hospitalized, bare minimum, probably dead. I was driving the other day. I was going like 20 miles an hour in a 25, about to get to my house, and some moron on one of those electric scooters just drives out right in front of me. I had to slam on the brakes to avoid annihilating the guy. Bleep you to all those stupid scooters.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Yo, I got one.
Bleep the people, not the scooters. The people on the scooters. Pay a damn attention.
The other day I'm leaving the station. And you know, what's the street where the CVS is? Is that K Street?
Sure. Yeah, I think so.
So so I'm on South Capitol about to go up the ramp to get on 395. And K cuts across there. That's a pretty heavy-duty intersection. Like, cars are moving on South Cap, right? And these three or four, and they look like high school kids. They were young kids. They weren't even on scooters. I'd never seen this before. They were on like a unicycle, but like a motorized one-wheeled vehicle. I don't know how to describe it better than that.
Yeah, they got those.
And they were moving pretty fast. As fast as those little motorized one-wheeled vehicle can go, they were going that speed. Mm-hmm. And they just ran the red light. You got traffic coming off a highway ramp, and people haul ass on South Capitol. Yeah. And these idiots just went across the whole intersection. It's a miracle they
didn't even have the light to go.
No.
Yeah, but see, that's the whole thing about it. They think everything is a little damn game. Okay? I tell people all the time, you sit up here and want to challenge a damn car, you can't win if it hits you. And if you keep doing it, you will get hit. And I hope to God that the people come out, don't sit up here and try to make the driver be liable. The fool going across the road when he shouldn't be, he's liable.
Totally. These people are idiots. Let's go to Carl's in Bryantown. What's up, Carl?
Hey, gents, how's it going? I want to bleep Can you hear me? I want to bleep the town of LaPlata Police Department for conducting an internal investigation into one of their officers and not even interviewing the person who filed the complaint and determining nothing was wrong, and then the footage, the body cam footage, disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how that happens, man.
That's
the problem with people having, I mean, there are great police officers in the world. But the fact that you do something like that, that makes people question everybody.
Thanks for the call, Carl. I've gotten a bunch. There's a bunch of people sending me bleep yous. We're going to try to get to all of it. A lot of folks are upset. I do want to give my man Jeff an opportunity. I know he's juggling the phones, but Jeff, I do imagine you have something to say to the haters. You tell me when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready right now. Hey,
oh, there he is.
Bleep you to all the haters. 'Cause the thing is, it make you look bad. I ain't worried about it, but the proof is there. We at a time, yo, Washington fans, like I said in the song last week, you get a hater, tell them left hand up, Washington back. We at a time where people are coming up talking trash to us because we're winning. Let's keep it up. Let's keep it up. We just keep going. I'm going to bleep the haters every week. Other than that, I'm good.
All right. Jeff's good. Except
for
the haters.
Bro.
Let's go to Damon in Oxon Hill. Damon, what up? Who you mad at, dude?
Ooh, good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call first. Second, I want to wish a happy 67th anniversary to my mom because today is that day for her.
Oh, that's great.
And third, I want to bleep you to my brother and my sister. They called me 4 months ago, said they were going to take my mom to Italy to celebrate her birth anniversary. Yet, a week before the trip, my mom got sick with dementia about a year ago, so my brother's been cared for. However, a week before the trip, they decide that, you know, it's best not to take her now against my advice 4 months ago. And so they try to dump her off on me. I'm like, nah, I can't handle it. Then my other brother takes care of her. So these fools go to Italy, but they take the they take the support money that I give to my brother to support my mom for the month and go on vacation to Italy with it. Bleep you to both of them. And when y'all get back,
really
I will deal
up.
With you.
Yeah, you should. That's when you put hands on your family then.
Or call a lawyer. Get your cash back.
I mean, I'm not going to pursue any criminal activity against them because, like, I wouldn't feel cool with it, like, just me and my conscience. However, consequences, there are consequences to their actions. And, I'll deal with them when they get back.
Consequences and repercussions.
Man.
There you go.
Thanks for the call. Good luck with that. That's serious business. That's not us complaining that Wawa doesn't have the right Gatorade flavor. Somebody on here is saying bleep me on the chat. Somebody said bleep you, JP, stop with the jinx. What have I jinxed?
Everything.
I don't think that's true. Now, if Jeff bets on a team, that's a whole different ballgame. But just merely bringing things up, no jinx, sir. Let's go.
Jinx.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is Bleep You Thursday. The phone lines are open. Right now, we'll go to Co from the Foe. What up, Co?
What's up, fellas, man? Y'all must be in my goddaggone brain, man. Bleep all the daggone electric scooter, motorized bikers out here in these streets, man. Man, I had five of them just drive past me like we in daggone San Juan somewhere. Why y'all was on the phone talking about it? Man, it's crazy. At least the bicycle, I used to say bleep the bicycle, but at least they gave them their own lane. These jokers here, they run red lights, stop signs, turn in front of you. You get a heap of traffic. They come and cut through your door. Man, sometimes I just think I might just want to open my door by accident. You hear me, fellas?
I do, but I think you just really screw one of those dudes up. Like, they are ridiculous, and the lack of accountability is remarkable. But I think, man, I think there's a lack of accountability on all things road-driven that used to exist that just kind of no longer does. I know this. I know pre-COVID, if you parked on a major thoroughfare during rush hour, your car would get towed. That's just how it worked. Mm-hmm. If you were parked on Connecticut Avenue in the morning, your car was going to get towed. Sometimes they take it all the way to the impound. Sometimes they just tow it around the corner to keep traffic moving, and you'd get a boot. Like, I'm saying this because I know from experience. In the early 2000s,
in other words, yours got towed.
Your car would get towed, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, I when I'm driving downtown, I drive down Massachusetts Avenue. This is well documented. We've talked about it. At the corner of Mass and Wisconsin is a big intersection, and there's a car parked there every damn day, and nobody does anything about it. There's a lack of consequences, and when you have that, people act like jerks.
You almost went there, Haji. just don't add the hole on the end. You can say it.
Donut holes. Pat is in Mechanicsville. Pat, who you mad at?
Man, I want to bleep you to the University of Maryland football team for being the fraud that they are. Every year they get your hopes up, man. They play the cupcakes the first 2 or 3 weeks, get into the Big Ten, and they don't do squat. So that's my beef, man, and y'all have a good one, brother.
Yo, all right, baby. I appreciate you, Pat. I appreciate you calling. I've been hearing this, and I'm going to respond. I'm a Locksley guy, okay? If you look at the University of Maryland, they've been to bowl games the last 3 years. They've won bowl games the last 3 years. They had a quarterback that probably set some school records, right? He graduated or left or whatever he did.
Left. Italia?
Yeah, Leah.
Leah, Italia, whatever he said.
Like, they're allowed to have a transition year, dude. They've went to bowl games the last 3 years and won them. They went to Nashville, Tennessee and kicked Auburn's ass. Let's try to have a little bit of perspective. I understand getting drilled at home by Northwestern ain't exactly ideal. I understand that. But I think we need to take a deep breath, understand what I think expectations should be for the University of Maryland football team, or that we go to bowls 7 out of 10 years, 4 out of 5 years. And there's going to be some reset years in between. Let's turn the heat down on my man Locks. Do you think that's fair, or am I being...
I think you're being a little too sensitive, JP. This is called bleep you. People got the right to bleep who the hell they want to bleep. I don't care if it's a show before us, after us, whatever. They won't bleep them, bleep them. They won't bleep block, they'll bleep block. This is what this is all about.
That's true.
Somebody has ailed you, and you want to tell them about them damn selves.
All right.
So I say let everything flow. I could care less.
All right, let's let it flow. Roscoe's in Georgetown. What up, Roscoe?
Buddy. I am sending a bleep you to every single. Oh, well, what's happening, fellas? I got to say that first.
You're good. Keep going.
Hey, every single pedestrian in Georgetown, it feels like they can walk across the street whenever and wherever, green lights or red lights, and cause me to miss a green light for a red light.
It is bad.
Bleep you, pedestrians.
They don't even look.
I can't stand it.
Bleep them. You know, there's a couple places that are really
bad.
They
don't even look.
When's the last time you were on Nebraska Ave when Wilson High School's getting out? Like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when high school is
over? Nah, I'm not over that way.
B, holy moly, these kids don't give a rip. They just walk wherever they want. They're on their phones. It's unbelievable.
Well, this lady walked across the other day when she shouldn't have been walking. And I'm talking about slow, on the phone.
It's unbelievable.
So you know what I did? Just blew the horn. Scared the living crap out of her. Got across the street then.
Now, we have a musician on the line. Greg, our guy Greg Dodson. What up?
Okay.
Greg, what's who up? You mad at, buddy?
I'm mad at Jeff Walker, man. He won't play my new Commander song, Bombs Away, man. I was hoping y'all would do it, man.
What the hell, Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff, we haven't even heard you say it.
Look, bro.
He's keeping it quiet.
This is a sports station, right? This is the only person whose song is obligated to come over these airways It's Jeff Walker's. I worked to get here. That's my contribution to the show. That's the only, you know, song that better play every week. This is not that. This is a sports
station. I did have a dude at MGM the other night hit me up about playing his song. Hold on, Greg. While we have you, though, perform it live. Give us Bombs Away live on the MGM National Harbor listening lines.
Well, I'm actually on the road Ubering, so, you know.
I don't care. Sing it for them. This is your chance.
Hey, hey, it's Bombs Away, Jaden Daniels. Man,
I love
with
it.
Gifted arm. Hey,
banger.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
Jeff, play that joint. Send us a copy, Greg. Thanks, buddy.
I would not do that.
Jeff, thank you. I see what that. You said. JP is terrible. You damn straight.
He's terrible, man.
JP is a damn troublemaker. That's all he is. He made me start trouble, JP, to turn into them Michael Jackson when all of a sudden the heat coming on you. Moonwalking.
Jay is in D.C. What up, Jay? Who you mad at?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We're doing good.
First of all, I want to take it back to them dudes who had the bleep views for them scooters in them backs. I'm with y'all. Yeah. But my bleep view, I got two bleep views, and they both for you, Jeff. Jeff, you normally my man, huh?
Wow, everybody got
I like this. Everybody's coming to Jeff.
normally my man, but I got two for you. So a couple of weeks ago, I called in and dropped a stat about the divorce rates, right? And so I didn't hang on. I heard Dress like, man, he must got dumped. So I was calling back. So I'll call back the next week to bleep you because, no, hell no, I ain't get dumped. I'm happily married, man. I had my wife right there ready to sign off.
Hold on, man.
So then, while I'm on hold last week, called back. Jeff left me on hold. Then he let me go and say my piece that I wanted to say. I'm going to bleep him last week. So bleep you again for leaving me on hold last week. So he's missing the whole bleep you, huh?
That's messed up, Jeff.
No, to my defense. Hey,
JP the things, bro.
The phone is JP.
JP left your home.
Now the divorce rate, that was just a joke because, like, that was a random fact that I didn't know. So I was like, dang, he must have got dumped and was looking up the rates. My bad, bro.
Thanks for the call, Jay. I tell you what.
That's why you get to bleep you, man, for thinking wrong. All right, fellas, have a good one, man.
You too.
All right. Next time I see Jay on the line, we'll go to him first. Ernest is in West Virginia, B. Mitch's favorite spot. What up, Ernie?
Hey, what's up, guys? My bleep you goes to that morning show. Don't defend them, JP, but my bleep you goes to them. I enjoy your show. I enjoy Grant and Danny's, but I had to almost just stop listening to their show because of that couple of weeks ago when they did that toilet thing. And it pissed me off. I mean, I was so upset and to hear that, and I wanted to hear some sports and they bring on that crap. And, you know, I had to call them about it, and I was just hiding. And then the guy who answered said, hey, we don't care. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. You don't care. So that's my serious bleep
you
is
should,
that morning
you should,
show. I will
you
not
should
be
write a letter, a strongly worded letter to Drab. Jeff, is Drab
the
in
whole,
there?
The whole thing just went to the toilet.
Nasty, Doodle Brown.
Jeff, is Drab in there? See if Drab wants to respond.
Hold on.
Stay on the line, Ernest. Oh, Ernie's gone. See if Drab's gone. If Drab's there, he gets to respond as the toilet kisser of the station. It's pretty remarkable. The Junks last week had a toilet kissing segment, and today the mayor was on. That shows they got some distance. They got some range, baby.
I hear you.
Nobody go anywhere. You're listening.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get to the BetQL guest line, talk to our guy, Mr. Peter Rosenberg, one of the hardest working dudes on the East Coast. Peter, what up, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man. So I got to see you last weekend in Baltimore. Obviously, that was a good, fun game to attend. The Ravens Stadium is quite dope. You were in a very nice suite.
It was lovely.
But they lost, right? How do you come out of that game? Where's your head at?
I feel great. I feel great. There was only the only scenario that I was prepared to be unhappy about would have been like getting trounced. Like if they really looked like they were just completely outclassed, if Jaden looked lost, those scenarios would have upset me. But losing by seven, obviously, you know, we get some bad news out of the game. But in terms of the game itself, losing by seven and not giving up like 40-some points. Obviously, they had solutions for our running game. We didn't have B-Rob. All things that you kind of would assume would be problematic. I don't see how you could come away not feeling pretty good about that result.
I tend to agree with you, man. How did you feel defensively where we heard from Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt a little earlier, and he basically said there were like four plays that really kind of skewed that game. Do you feel like defensively they were pretty close to a really strong effort, or they had to get a stop and they couldn't?
I sort of split the difference there. I probably lean towards the latter. You know, like you can make it, you can describe it in a way that makes it sound like it was a great effort. But guys, let's be clear. Lamar seemed capable of doing what he wanted to do. Like I didn't ever feel, I never felt great about us getting a stop. Now, stops came, and we did get some stops, but we also caught some breaks. Obviously, the interception on the first drive was a huge, a lot of luck involved there. So it could have been worse. I want to give credit where it's due. They certainly played a decent game, but if we're now getting to the standard of like we expect this team to do something, guys, if you're talking about winning games in January, it would still need to be better than we saw on Sunday.
When do we get to that point? When do you cross the threshold of, hey, it's cool they showed they can compete with Baltimore, Baltimore's one of the best teams in football, to, yo, beat them. That's the expectation. And I'm asking that, like, not...
They're growing.
That
I mean, this is the first year of this thing happening. They're growing. So, I mean, we want to beat them no matter when. But I think after the game is over, you have a level of respect to say they did not go out there and look like they didn't belong.
Totally.
I think that's the ultimate thing. But ultimately, you want to beat the hell out of them anytime.
Well, yeah. And I think, you know, we spoke earlier in the year, guys, like this defense has a couple of pieces. And we've seen now, little by little, you know, them just strip away sort of all the remnants of the things that, you know, they didn't want to see. You're seeing the healthy scratches, right? We see who they're putting on the pine and who they're getting to play. So they're trying to make the most of what they have. But clearly, I would think that moving out of this season, the biggest priority is beefing up defense. You certainly see an offense that's incredibly potent. So I don't have expectations that this year, guys, we're going to win games because of our defense. I don't know that that's a realistic expectation. I think you should be looking for bright spots on the defense, pieces that you want to see, like, you know, the great things from the rookie. Like, get things that you love, move forward with those things, and add next year. The idea that this year we're going to have a stout defense, I think that's an unrealistic expectation.
I agree. Yeah. Now, everybody down here, we're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on Twitter and Instagram and all the things. A lot of folks down here want to talk about the trade deadline, and they want to talk about it kind of all the time. Do you want them to be aggressive? Do you want them to chill? Like, if you could call your shot, what would you want to happen?
Well, can I ask you a question? Let me respond to your question with a question. What are people saying? What are people thinking they should be actively pursuing?
Corner's the top corner, of the list. Maybe a pass rusher.
You know how it is, though.
But
Peter,
then you got people that want them to add a receiver and a running back and all that.
Those who start a season with one mindset, they win a few games, and they want you to go chase the Super Bowl. And I think if they were a Super Bowl contender, one player, two players away, yes, go be aggressive. But right now, you're not that at this point. You got to basically continue on your path. And if you see something, yes, but it's not necessary, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm in lockstep with you. I don't have a Super Bowl expectation. So I don't know what – listen, we all get excited, guys. We're all excited. This right. team has a chance to make a playoff, to make the playoffs. Maybe win a game. They could compete and win a game in the playoffs. I think that's on the
table. They could go to the second weekend of the playoffs.
They could. And that
like,
would
I think that's almost a reasonable expectation.
You could
maybe not
really,
expectation, but.
Yeah, but at least it's something you could reasonably hope for, okay? And as someone who remembers so well when the best case scenario during the best year was to just like lose a playoff game badly to Seattle. And that was in the best years. The worst mm-hmm. years were just, you know, 4-12 and 3-13. I'm not even kidding, guys. I have not thought about the trade deadline once. Only if it was something. So if there was someone with a contract that you liked moving forward and it was someone you were already interested in anyway and you had a play to get them now, sure. But the idea of like making a move right now, guys, do you want to do something as desperate as the Jets did this week? I mean, like, that to me was like, I knew they were going to do it, obviously, right? Like, Devontae and Rodgers wanted to play together. But that's a team making a move who is desperate to keep this thing together because if it doesn't work out, the whole thing is getting blown up. That's literally the opposite of where we are. The Commanders, I've never been happier to be a fan of this team. We don't need to do anything desperate at all. Mm-hmm. Just let this season play out, man. If we make the playoffs, that'll be sweet. If they won a game, even better. But are you thinking that there's a chance we're not going in the right direction? Stay the course. I'm not worried about a trade right now.
I think that's well said. The Jets are clearly a train wreck. The Giants might be a train wreck.
Giants are weird. The Giants are a strange one. I'll tell you this. B. Mitch, I don't know if you feel the same way. The Giants are doing just enough that I still worry about playing them again.
Yeah, every time we play the Giants, I worry about it because that's a team that seems to play us well. No matter who's at the helm, they always play this play Washington well. So we had the thing a few weeks ago talking about the biggest rivalry and all that, the NFC East. That's what I'll say.
Maybe, and listen, maybe it's only a few weeks away. Maybe Kayvon will still be out, and with Kayvon and Neighbors out, I feel pretty good against the Giants. Those guys back. It still concerns me. I'm sorry, you were saying, JP.
Yeah. No, I. How big is the split between how low fans of the Jets and Giants are versus everything going on with the Mets and Yanks up there in NYC?
Oh, it's pretty quiet for the football teams at this moment. It's actually, can I tell you guys, it's the best thing that could have happened for the Jets right now. Because as big a story as this weekend was, and I think they got – I saw the local ratings. I think the Jets got the biggest rating by like 30,000 people. Like that's how close it is. They barely outrated the Mets. So the fact that there are so many eyeballs on the baseball absolutely helps this Jets team. But, man – the pressure is mounting, and this week, it seems like every week is must-win for them, but last week was bad enough, right? That game seemed handed to them against Buffalo. Now they're in another tough spot this weekend. Pittsburgh on national TV. Aaron Rodgers got his toy. I mean, he's like the little kid who gets every toy that he asks for.
Right.
Is he going to be able to do anything? Because, bro, if that offense doesn't get better now with Devontae, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I agree, man. Who you think the Mets can bounce back, and do you think the Yanks are going to the World Series?
I think the Yanks are going to cruise into the World Series. They didn't even play two great games, and they're up 2-0. Like, they really haven't even gotten going in a real way. Nothing's been great. Cole wasn't great. Obviously, Judge finally got a home run in Game 2, but he's been slow.
Now, I think the Guardians, sadly for Cleveland fans, and I'll be in Cleveland this weekend for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. I think it's going to be a quick – yo, you know Tribe's going in this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome. I did not know that.
Good stuff.
Yes, I'm making the trip just to – I've never done this before to go see a group get inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But, yeah.
That's
the,
so cool.
I think that thing's going
to
end quick.
Will you get to, like, go to a post-game party with Q-Tip or something?
Yes, I'm going to be in a good situation. I'm going to go – I think I'll be backstage for the show. And then they're having a party with, I believe, Kool and the Gang, who's also going in this weekend.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So right, it's going to be a good vibe.
We need a full report on that trip to Cleveland. That sounds epic.
Yeah, I thought you'd appreciate the Tribe piece of it. But yeah, I'm not going to make the baseball game, and I don't think there'll be a lot of Cleveland baseball after this weekend. Can the Mets bounce back? I feel that's all they do. That's what this team does. I expect them to bounce back tonight.
Yeah, it is what they do. That home run Shohei hit last night was unbelievable.
Bro, you want to know? Hold on, you want to know? Brian, you'll be proud of this as someone who's old and washed like myself. You'll love this. I was at the game. All right.
Hold on, Pete. You just called me old and washed.
But I said like me. Did you hear that? Because that's a good one. Like me. I know what? Maybe you won't even agree. You know what? Your kids are grown. You might just stay out and want to party. But listen, so I'm always trying to get out. Like, I don't do parking lots. I don't. And I went to the game because I wanted to take it in. And I pull for the Mets. They're definitely the team up here that I pull for, not the Yankees. But I'm not a hardcore fan, right? These playoff games are endless. Endless. Screw all the rules, the pitch clock. When you get to the playoffs, the games are endless. So I'm watching the game. It's 4-0. And we get to like the bottom of the seventh. And I'm like, I got to get home. I make the move. I hustle out. I get to my car. My car is pulling in front of the stadium, I look up. You can see the scoreboard from the parking lot. I see Shohei rounding the bases to make it 7-0. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is one of the greatest exits in my sports history. I was gone, bro. Gone.
I love it. I wonder. So Bemis,
I thought it was about to tell me that the ball hit his car.
B always gives me a hard time, Peter, because I always leave early. I wonder if there's something in the BCC curriculum that we're unaware of that teaches you to get the hell out while the game's good.
Yeah, B Mitch, you're not a leave the game early kind of guy, huh?
Nah, I wait till everybody gone. I leave late.
That's because you're in a suite drinking for free.
I'm about to say, that's how you know you're really living life. If you're the kind of guy who stays till the end, that's because B. Mitch knows he's safe. If I'd stayed to the end of the football game the other day and not get out like 2 minutes early, I could have been the Commanders fan who got knocked out by that psychopath in Baltimore.
That guy's going to jail.
You walk up on me, he's got a guy.
He deserves to go to jail.
Yeah, no, put him under the jail. And by the way, so unrepresentative. The Baltimore fans were so lovely in my experience. It was
chill. That's what I'm telling JP.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when I was walking around, people were quite pleasant. That guy sucks. Get him to jail. Peter, thank you for the time, brother. Always appreciate it, bro.
Let's go beat this terrible Panther team. And let's cover the number, too. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks,
all right, man.
Dude.
Peace.
Peter Rosenberg, give him a follow, at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got some bets to make. Joe Person, I believe, covers the Panthers for The Athletic. Yeah. Joe Person just tweeted out from Carolina practice, have not seen Deontay Johnson or Jadeveon Clowney. Both also missed yesterday.
Whoa. But what's Kyle did say something about that.
Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah.
So something to keep an eye on there. Something to keep an eye on here. Heard it here first.
Ah-ha-ha.
Actually, I saw somebody in the chat wanted me to start say Jeffrey, like the butler in Fresh Prince. So that was my best shot at it.
That was terrible.
Give me your best one. Well, it's kind of weird because I don't remember how Uncle Phil said it. Like, the dude with the accent is Jeffrey, so he wasn't saying his own name in an accent.
Yeah, it was just terrible.
Will just called him G. I'll call you G if you want, but your name starts with a J because we're J-Dogs forever.
J-Dogs forever. But your Jeffrey was horrible, just like the show's bets last night, as nobody hit nothing last night.
Damn, 0 for the show is tough.
I'm 0-3 on the week. JP, you're sitting at 1-2. Landfill is sitting at 2-1. B is sitting at the top, 3-1. Tonight, give me the Broncos.
Saints it is. All right, what do you like, Landini?
I mean, I was taking the Saints before Jeff made that pick, but now I'm definitely taking the Saints.
I'm not taking the Saints, but it is a system pick, Landfill. So if that hits, you be sure you credit the system, okay?
I mean, this is tough for me. I usually fade the system and Jeff, but I can't do both here. So I don't know. I guess I just got to take the Saints.
I want the Saints, and I want Alvin Kamara anytime touchdown.
I like Boston College, dude. Don't know a single thing about them. Give me the Eagles. +7.5. I can't tell you the coach.
What a hater.
Quarterback. Listen, man, I remember I watched that Hokies game against Miami. We watched the whole thing. We were in Arizona. Came on at like 3 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech played really well.
Parlay that with the Guardians, man.
Guardians going to lose tonight. We know that for a fact.
Jeff's trying to sweet-talk his way into a Yankees being up 3-0. Some good baseball, some good football. We will be back mañana. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thank you to Barry Sraluga for joining the program. Thank you to Kyle Bailey for joining the program.
Even in the text, they go, fade, Saints in the points.
Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining the program. Thank you to everybody that called in. Pack show coming your way tomorrow. Can't wait. Grant and Danny next. Made as far. I owe you a beer.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.